This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. It is always a joy to welcome in Peter Gammons. Good morning, Peter. How are you?
I'm good. I'm not excited about the Royal Wedding. I'd rather watch a checkers match.
You're not, Peter. You're speaking my language.
I am really looking forward to it because I'm a big. No, I don't even know who's getting married to be.
I just think it's great when inbreds go glamorous, but that's okay.
I didn't know that the Clampets, the hillbillies, were married.
My brother lives in England, and he said to me that this will be, this could be the last royal wedding of my life. Like, George is the next. I'm like, what are you talking about? That sounds like relief. Well, but it's a big deal over there because they're running out of them. They're running out of royals. That's as simple as
well,
that.
Well, I mean,
go to Kansas City.
Some genealogist discovered that Mookie Betts is a cousin of the bride. I would watch it if Mookie Betts took BP.
He's going to walk her down the aisle. They're wondering who's going to walk her down the aisle.
He knows the paparazzi, too. Oh, that's dangerous. Hey, Peter, we were sitting here this morning talking about the – and I don't know how the rumors have caught fire, but it started out as just sort of this idea that, Addison Russell's not playing as well, although last 10 games he seems to be getting his act in order. And yet it's – why not get Manny Machado? Why not make that deal? Future Hall of Famer. He'll come in here. He'll love playing with the guys. Maybe they have some success, and maybe he comes long-term. Theo told us, our station, unequivocally, that they don't want to make a move for a rental player. They want to build up the minor league system. But this is not just any player. Do you – I'm sure you're hearing the rumors. Do you think there's any legitimacy to it?
I've heard them. A lot of people have sort of made it up as they've gone along. I mean, in other cities, not in Chicago. But I think it's very doubtful. I mean, I just don't see – he's not going to say, oh, I love the Cubs. I want to play next to Chris Bryant the rest of my life. That's not going to happen. His agent isn't going to – any more than a Scott Boras client is going to be allowed to decide where he wants to go. So, he's going out in the market. So for 2 months of Manny Machado, who is a great player, I would worry about him holding up a shortstop over a long period of time. He's a great player, but is it worth, again, I mean, they did the rental with Chapman, and it was the right thing to do. They gave up a guy who I think is going to be a great player in Yankee Stadium. It's 1908 isn't important anymore. And I think that, they're at the point where they have to start restocking the team and stop relying on the free agents and so forth. I'll guarantee you that it's been discussed. It's my understanding it has been. But it's just something that Theo won't do. I think at this point, Theo's more interested in the attention span of the people who are playing there in the field right now.
So, Peter, Baltimore is going to trade Manny Machado. I guess they have the luxury of waiting till the end of July. And is a team like the Dodgers, are they at desperation point, or have they believe the playoff ship has sailed and they can't?
They're not going to sit down Seager or Justin Turner for Manny Machado and give up. I mean, they're not going to get three or four players. They're going to get at best two, one good, one medium prospect. The Orioles are, in my mind, I mean, they have to be the worst run team in baseball. And they have no idea what they're doing. And if you're going to trade Machado and you know you can't sign him, you do it last winter when he has 2 years left, has a full year left. I mean, for a position player, you're not going to get that kind of take. I mean, the Tigers didn't get much for J.D. Martinez, who's one of the three best offensive players in the American League right now. And he was, he has hit 59 home runs in his last 161 games. So they didn't give up one prime prospect. And I don't see a Gleyber Torres out there for Manny Machado. I just don't see it.
You said the attention span of the players right now.
Yeah, yeah, focus.
Yeah, who are we talking about?
Well, I just think that there are days when there are three or four guys. I don't mean Bryant, and I don't believe Rizzo's struggles have anything to do with focus. But they just have some strange at bats, and as a team, there's the urgency. And I think it will return once they realize that, hey, wait a minute, look at Pittsburgh is winning with. Do we really think Pittsburgh is going to stay there? I don't know. But they do play with an urgency every day, even when Marte hurt and so forth. So I think that that's what the Cubs need. They're still the best team by far in the division. But there's going to be an urgency to play every day. Now, it's still May, so it'll come along, but I think the more important thing is for their good players to play well rather than trade three guys for Manny Machado.
You surprised you mentioned Rizzo, and we fixate on Yu Darvish certainly, and now Jose Quintana gets a little bit of a concern from Cub fans. But we're mid-May here, going on late May, and Rizzo had a week or so there where he looked like the old Anthony Rizzo. It has been a struggle for him, and even fielding a little bit. His defensive war isn't what you expect either. So what do you attribute that to, and how quickly does that get turned around?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I just have no – it seems – he's gone through slumps before. I get that. But I agree with you. He started to come out, okay, he's going to be fine. And now it's sort of gone back again. So I don't know if there are things on his mind or whatever's going on. But he hasn't been the same guy, and he's very important to them more than just being a guy in the middle of the order. He's such a leader, and I don't know whether the whole thing, the spring training with his high school, with Parkland, distracted him for a while, and he's still sort of in late spring training mode. I don't know that, but I do think he'll come around. I think that they have to find out about Jason Hayward and his offensive consistency, and when is it going to come? It could all happen. But it's just, and I agree with you about Darvish, and I think Darvish is more the concern in that he did not pitch well in the postseason, and there were people in Los Angeles who were tremendously disappointed in what he was like in the World Series and how he went out there to the mound. So this will be very interesting to watch, because they obviously invested a lot in Darvish, and I thought he would be a great addition, and he has not pitched very well, which is something that I'm not the only person to think. Great deduction here.
Well, it's obviously an issue, and when you see them bring him back, move him a day, whether they needed to or not, the feeling was that they didn't want him pitching at Wrigley because people have already booed him there and they wanted to get him on the road. And then he goes four innings and you want to get him out of there because he blows up in the fifth. And it just, I don't think people were prepared for, and I want to be careful about how I say it, but for the amount of
coddling?
Attention. Well, coddling is a word. For the way you have to treat him, and it's not like you just wind him up and run him out there. It's not like Jake Arrieta.
We had Ozzie Guillen call it a 10-day. You get the 10-day flu DL.
10-day flu DL.
They get the flu DL now.
He said that he liked him when he was legit.
No, he said didn't like him.
Oh, he didn't even like him when he was legit.
Yeah,
which implies that they got a.
Yeah, Ozzie was not going to the fan club meetings for
no.
Yu Darvish.
Ozzie belongs in the media.
Great.
I miss him in the media.
You wrote about the difficulties in rebuilds, and here we are in Chicago watching what's going on with the White Sox. And I think even people that buy into the idea that you got to suffer weren't prepared for this level of suffering. And they did win yesterday, and we did see, I would imagine maybe the best game that Shields has pitched for the White Sox, but it's still one of these things where this rebuild, you know, they're not ahead of schedule. They just don't look like.
Well, they're ahead of where Houston was.
Okay. In terms of not relying on the draft.
The one thing that's different is they don't have in their farm system before this thing started, they didn't have Altuve, Keuchel, Springer, which was there are a lot of people who give the Astros credit for developing those, getting those three guys. No, they didn't. The previous administration got them. And so they were already there when this group took over. But, I mean, they lost 100 games. I believe it was three straight years. So it has been worse. I do think this, though. I think that now they have spent 3 years building up young talent on their own in their own way, with all the scouting and so forth, and they AJ Preller it loves scouting the way Pat Gillick did. But I do think that the team that I feel most confident in terms of rebuild is San Diego. I think they're going to be really good in about 3 years. But as I wrote in that piece, it takes 6, 7, 8 years. It's not. I mean, when Miami took over, well, you know, in 3 years we'll be really good. But really? I mean, three of the guys that you traded for when you dumped all your best players are hitting under 200. So are they that good? And I don't think that, plus they have no scouting department. I don't think they have any understanding how hard it's going to be able to rebuild the Marlins in less than 8 years. And, and at that time, will anybody remember that there's a baseball team in Miami? So that's the worst. San Diego's the best. I think the White Sox are not far behind San Diego. I really think that the players that they have, once they get them all there, and they figure out who are the keepers on the pitching staff, then I think they're gonna. I really do think they're gonna be pretty good. And it does help to be in a division where there's one team over 500.
Great stuff, Peter. Really appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You too. Great.
Thanks, Peter.
That's Peter Gammons. Always a joy to talk to him. And you really should read his piece in The Athletic if you're a Sox fan or a fan of the Cubs, because he talks about the rebuild there too. And it's, you know, terrifying.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.